You're listening to The Philosopher's Note on Superhuman by Habit. More wisdom in less time.
Hi, this is Brian. Welcome to The Philosopher's Note on Superhuman by Habit, a guide to becoming the best possible version of yourself, one tiny habit at a time, by Tynan. As always, we will kick it off with a quote. It doesn't always feel like it, but these days my life is dictated by the habits I've created. When people learn that I write every single day, study a foreign language every day, work on my big projects every day, eat healthy every day, work out every other day, and maintain a consistent sleep schedule, they marvel at the deep well of self-discipline that I have. In truth, though, it's all just habits that feel easy. Habits are the closest thing we can get to having superpowers. This book is a collection of the mindsets and techniques I've used to rebuild myself with habits. If you, like I used to be, can barely stay on top of the essentials of day-to-day living, this book is for you. If you perform well but are inconsistent, this book is for you. Or if you're a self-optimizer who already performs at a high level but wants to squeeze even more out of himself, this book is for you. End quote. That is Tynan from Superhuman by Habit. I randomly found this book on Amazon and was pulled in by the cover and title. I'd never heard of Tynan, but within the first few pages, I was already blown away and knew I'd be doing a note on it while strongly recommending this little manifesto for your reading and optimizing pleasure. We've done a number of notes on willpower plus habit building, including Willpower by Roy Baumeister, The Willpower Instinct by Kelly McGonigal, and The Power of Habit by Duhigg. Plus books like Mastery by George Leonard, Mindset by Carol Dweck, The Talent Code by Daniel Coyle, and Talent is Overrated by Jeff Colvin. I highly recommend all of them. But this one distills the practical essence of all those books into one little transformative manifesto that I think you'll really love. And you can read it in an afternoon if you're feeling so inspired, like I was. I got a link to it on Amazon in the note. Obviously, you can Google it, Superhuman by Habit. And I've also got a link to where you can learn more about Tynan. Fascinating guy. The first half of the book focuses on the strategic mindset of habit building. And the second half focuses on super practical plans to build specific habits. Most of my book is underlined. We'll focus on some of my favorite big ideas on the mindset side of things. I'll leave the practical plans for you to explore if you're feeling it. For now, let's start by defining habits. That's our first big idea. What is a habit? Quote, a habit is an outfit a nun wears. Also, it's an action that you take on a repeated basis with little or no required effort or thought. The power of a habit lies in the second part of that definition, the bit about no required effort or thought. It's a loophole that allows you to upgrade your health, quality of life, productivity, and enjoyment of the world with a fixed expenditure of energy in creating a habit, rather than an ongoing drain on your willpower. This is the engine that drives the people we most admire. Those people who consistently seem to excel at their work, stay healthy, stay connected to those around them, and do all of this while remaining calm and happy. The easy explanation for their success is to say that they're somehow built differently or better than the rest of us. But if they are, it's only because of one key thing. They are better at building and sustaining new habits. End quote. Well, there you go. A habit, in addition to being an outfit a nun wears, equals an action that you take on a repeated basis with little or no required effort or thought. It's the secret sauce to superhuman abilities. I remember the first time I read Robin Sharma's Greatness Guide, awesome book, by the way. The most powerful passage in the whole book for me was this simple line, success is all about consistency around the fundamentals. Robin tells us that the great ones are incredibly consistent on their fundamentals. Of course, the specific practices will be different for an athlete versus an artist versus a CEO versus fill in the blank, but they all have mastery on the fundamentals in their lives. Pretty much exactly what Tynan is pointing out here. Their engine equals their habits. It's a big idea. Here's the next big idea on how we can lean into the importance of consistency. Big idea name is consistency is everything. Quote, when looking through a long-term lens, we can easily see that consistency is the most important factor. Just as it would be better to make 5% interest per year on your financial investments for the rest of your life than 50% interest for 1 year, it's better to maintain a modest lifelong habit than to start an extreme habit that can't be sustained for a single year. Your results will be commensurate with the consistency with which you execute your habits, not with the magnitude of their one-time impact. End quote. Brilliant. Consistency, consistency, consistency. After selling my first biz and first getting into all this goodness, I realized optimizing my physical energy would be a key to optimizing my life and reaching my potential. I figured getting certified as a personal trainer would be a good way to master some of the fundamentals. The number one lesson from that training? It's all about consistency over intensity. It's easy to get all jacked up for a day, head to the gym, go nuts, and wake up so sore the next day that you give up. Way better to start small and keep at it. Consistency over intensity. Consistency on the fundamentals. Consistency is everything. How's yours? All right, next big idea. New habits versus old habits. Quote, new habits are things that you do, but old habits are things that you are. There's a difference between waking up early and being an early riser, eating a healthy meal and being a healthy eater, getting some work done and being a productive person. If you want to improve yourself permanently, you must develop more old habits, which is done by creating new habits and sticking with them until they mature into old habits. You know that a habit has crossed that threshold when it becomes something that you subconsciously do rather than something you must think about doing. End quote. New habits are things that you do, but old habits are things that you are. I love that distinction. New habits versus old habits. We want to move from eating a healthy meal to simply being a healthy eater, meditating once in a while to being a meditator. Tynan has some brilliant ideas on how to create and sustain new habits so they become automagic, subconscious-driven old habits. Let's explore some of those ideas. The next big idea is don't miss a day. Quote, you should be very scared to fail to execute a habit, even once. By failing to execute, potentially you're not just losing a minor bit of progress, but rather threatening the cumulative benefits you've accrued by establishing a habit. This is a huge deal and should not be treated lightly. So make your habits relatively easy, but never miss doing them. End quote. That's really strong advice. Tynan advises us to focus on setting up daily habits versus weekly or some other measure, and then to never miss a day. We've talked about this in the context of the 100% non-negotiable commitment realm. It's huge. The key here is to, quote, make your habits relatively easy, but never miss doing them. Don't say you're going to go from 0 minutes of meditation a day to 60 minutes a day, or even 30 minutes. Make it easy. Commit to at least 1 minute of meditation. That might sound less inspiring than levitating off your cushion for an hour a day, but as Tynan comes back to again and again and again and again, we need to see our habits over the long run. It's not about the hit we get through a couple of good sessions. It's about installing a habit that lasts forever. And to do that, it's best to start small. Never, exclamation point, miss a day and build from there. Get your 1 minute of meditation rocking. You can easily double that to 2. Bump it to 5. 10's not a big deal then. Move it to 20 minutes if you're feeling it. And bam, you have a habit that's not going anywhere. And that equals very good. Here's something else to keep in mind. It's the next big idea. Absolutely never skip twice. Quote, I was talking to a friend about a daily habit that I had. He asked me what I did when I missed a day. I told him about my strategies and how I tried to avoid missing a day. What do you do when you miss 2 days? He asked. I don't miss 2 days, I replied. Missing 2 days of a habit is habit suicide. if missing one day reduces your chances of long-term success by a small amount, like 5%, missing 2 days reduces it by 40% or so. 3 days missed, and you may as well be starting over. At that point, you have lost your momentum and have made it far too easy to skip it in the future, end quote. That is a really, really cool idea. Do whatever you can to never miss a day, and absolutely don't miss 2 days, period. As Tynan goes on to say, if you miss that first day, make getting back on track a big priority for the following day. Look at your schedule and prioritize rocking it. As he says, quote, the solution is to plan your day around the habit for the next day. Rather than say, okay, I'm definitely going to do it tomorrow, decide specifically when you're going to do it and come up with solutions to problems in advance, particularly whatever problem stopped you from executing it in the first place, end quote. And that brings us to the next big idea. Use your mistakes to focus. Quote, use your mistakes to focus. They draw attention to an area that needs more attention, so give it that attention. Challenge yourself to do better next time. Instead of saying, I'm so bad at this, say, I'm better than this. That's how you use mistakes to your advantage. Forgive yourself easily, but remember the lessons you learned from your mistakes. You've earned them, after all. End quote. This is a great line. Instead of saying, I'm so bad at this, say, I'm better than this. It's a perfect encapsulation of Carol Dweck's fixed versus growth mindset, which ultimately is at the heart of all optimization. See the notes on mindset for more there. If we have a fixed mindset, we think our abilities are carved in stone, and any tiny little stumble reveals our ultimate inadequacy at a given task. Or, as a human being, if we have a growth mindset, we view every challenge and setback as an opportunity to get a little better, and we know that falling short is an inherent part of the process. It's the difference between saying, I'm so bad at this, versus I'm better than this. I can get better at this. Let's just focus on getting back in the game and getting a little better each time we stumble. And let's use our mistakes to focus. Shine the spotlight of awareness on the places we fall short so we can capitalize on the hard-earned lessons. Now, it's hard to do that if we're going all fixed mindset on ourselves, but with an empowered, I'm getting better perspective, we can crush it. I say, let's. Next big idea, evaluating progress, process versus results. Quote, when evaluating your progress and building habits, you need something consistent to grade yourself against. Use your adherence to process, not your actual results. So if you're trying to lose weight, evaluate yourself based on how well you stick to your plan, rather than the number on the scale, especially in the short term. Focusing on results, especially short-term results, is an excellent way to add stress to your life. That could lead to you quitting the habit associated with that stress, thus ensuring no long-term results are ever achieved. Track your adherence to process, not your results. End quote. More goodness there. You want to stress yourself out? Obsess on immediate results. Want to cultivate mastery? Focus on the process. George Leonard talks about this as well in his brilliant book, Mastery. Check out those notes. He tells us, it's easy to get on the path of mastery. The real challenge lies in staying on it. Then he outlines some of the pitfalls on the path. A big one? Quote, obsessive goal orientation. As pointed out numerous times in this book, the desire of most people today for quick, sure, and highly visible results is perhaps the deadliest enemy of mastery. End quote. Russell Simmons echoes this wisdom in his great book, Do You. Check out those notes, where he tells us, I know some people say keep your eyes on the prize, but I disagree. When your eyes are stuck on the prize, you're going to keep stumbling and crashing into things. If you really want to get ahead, you've got to keep your eyes focused on the path. Process, process, process. Consistency, consistency, consistency. Let the results be the natural long-term byproduct of our mastery of the process. All right, two more big ideas. Get rid of negative habits is the next one. Quote, just as building positive habits creates a meta benefit of becoming better at creating habits, certain negative habits will reach beyond their own scope and interfere negatively with other habits. If you have these habits, attack them first by finding their triggers and reprogramming them with new positive habits. By doing this, you get a triple win: the elimination of the negative habit, the elimination of its tangential harm, and the creation of a new positive habit. The three main disruptive habits are the use of drugs, the seeking of stimulation, and the habit of hanging out with negative friends, end quote. So, if we want to optimize our lives by building great habits, we need to be aware of the negative habits that are holding us back. As Tynan advises, the good news is that when we identify and replace these negative habits with a positive one, we get a triple win. The negative habit is gone, along with the ancillary negative effects of that habit, and we have a shiny new good habit to boot. So how about you? What negative habits do you have that, to say the least, just aren't serving you? Is now a good time to swap it out? Tynan has some wisdom on how to identify the triggers for the negative habit and use those triggers to initiate a new, healthier habit. Basic idea: identify when you spiral out. What triggers it? And what do? It's just a habit. You can change it. Alrighty, that leads us to the last big idea here. Optimize for the finish line, not the starting line. Quote, start small, become consistent, increase at a manageable pace. That's how you optimize for the finish line rather than for the starting line. I love that. Do you want to optimize for the starting line or for the finish line? If you're all about looking good and feeling super pumped at the starting line, then go big from day one, baby. If you'd like to optimize for the long term, measured in years plus decades plus a lifetime, then start small, become consistent, and increase at a manageable pace. That's the ticket. All right, well, there you go. I hope you loved this quick look at a great little book. I think you'll love the full thing. Here's to cultivating superhuman abilities, one tiny habit at a time. If you like this note, I think you'll also dig the notes on willpower, the willpower instinct, mastery, the power of habit, talent is overrated, mindset, and the talent code. We've got these in the willpower section in the site. Check out that tag and get it on. That's some of my favorite stuff. We know willpower is the greatest predictor of everything we want in our lives. And I'm excited to share some of that great wisdom with you. Tynan is a fascinating guy. Learn more about him at tynan.com. And I am going to give you the quotes from the sidebar. First, we've got Tynan telling us, the glorious benefit of a habit is that it converts something that requires a lot of willpower and focus into something that becomes automatic and often outside of our conscious thought. He tells us, replacing just a few key negative habits with a few positive habits can easily be the difference between being mostly unhappy and being happy almost all of the time. He also tells us, habits can only be thought of rationally when looked at from the perspective of years or decades. The benefit of a habit isn't the magnitude of each individual action you take, but the cumulative impact it will have on your life in the long run. It's a really cool insight. George Leonard tells us, consistency of practice is the mark of the master. Back to Tynan for a couple more. Remember that the power of a habit isn't actually in the individual execution, but the consistency. It is far, far worse to skip doing something than to just do a horrible job of it. Such good stuff. Don't miss a day. If you have to do a terrible job of it, just do it. Don't skip. Not if you want to have it. All right, final big idea. Whether for small or big habits, bias yourself strongly toward habits which require daily execution. There are several factors in play that counterintuitively make daily habits easier to maintain. There you go. Superhuman by habit. Thank you, Tynan, for a great little book. Hope you dug it. What jumped out at you? What was the big idea that really landed, that really resonated? How can you make that a bigger part of your life going forward? Think about that. Go rock it. Have an awesome day. Look forward to sharing more soon. See ya.
We hope you enjoyed this Philosopher's Note. Please go to brianjohnson.me to download more.